My name's Katie Wade, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Let's see where it goes. Let's hit the road about 10:30, then kick it downtown till 4 a.m. So baby, what you say? How you feeling now? We can light it up, 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 set a fire to this town. Do it cause we're free, do it cause we're young, do it cause the time flies by when you got this love. Raise that glass high, feel that wild life. Pull me in close and seal it off with a kiss, the kind of night that you don't wanna miss. When the sun was too strong and the music so loud that you can't hear at all, we pushed our way up to the side of the stage where we laughed and we danced for 3 whole days. They'll call us crazy, but we don't mind. But now we're screaming out, I love.
Second day in Nashville now, and we meet Katie Wade.
Hey guys, how you doing?
That's good. So tell me all about you. You've had a single out before and you've got one at national radio at the moment.
Yeah. So I released my first EP a few years ago. It was called Starts With a Song. It brought a lot of success. It was awesome. The radio single from it, it's called Don't Want to Miss. It got radio play worldwide, which was super awesome. I went on a national radio tour, and it led me to open for stars like Russell Dickerson, Adam Craig, Riley Green, and a few others. I just recorded my new single yesterday, actually, yeah. And it's going to be out this June. So, yeah.
Excellent. So are you performing this week anywhere?
So I came this week just to focus mainly on recording my single. That was my number one focus, as well as kind of just meeting new people, becoming a friendly face around town, and networking a whole lot. So
good.
Yeah.
Good. That's excellent. So so where are you? You don't live in Nashville?
No, I actually used to. So I'm originally from a town about an hour south of Seattle, Washington. I came to Nashville in 2012 for school, graduated with my music degree in 2016. Then I stayed here for a whole extra year to record that album. Then went on radio tour on the way back home, and now I live back home. So I live in Seattle-ish area now. So.
Right. So you enjoy the trip down. Are you planning to move here eventually?
So right now I'm really happy where I'm at because all my friends and family are back home, as well as the support that I've gotten from fans up there is crazy. Like, I'm building this whole fan base. I have a great band back home, and I've had so many opportunities open up that, you know, it makes me feel like, you know what, I can travel back to Nashville and do the things I need to do. But I have this huge fan base back home that I'm still building.
Well,
and
you should develop that, because obviously, right. You know, once you've got a single out, they're all going to buy it.
Yep. I kind of did it backwards. It's funny. Like, most people like build their fan base first, then go to Nashville. But I'm kind of like backwards, and I'm open to moving back for sure. But right now we're perfect right where we're at. So.
Okay. What about Europe? Is that an area that you'd like to go to?
I'd love to go to Europe. Oh my gosh. I went to Spain one time like 3 years ago, and it was amazing. I haven't been since. I haven't had the opportunity to go, but I'd be so down to do something over there.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks for talking to us, and we'll play your music, and we'll see you next time.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me. Good.